Hello, anyone there? Just want to make sure I'm connected. Well, I hear lots of beeps, but nobody's saying anything.
Hello.
Hi. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So we will begin. We're in Deep Zohar class with the Suam Sari on the Zohar from Parasha Vayera, and we're going to be starting with Pasuk 11. And we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kutabri Hu, Ishkin Tebi, Hilu, Urhimu, Uthilu, Uthilu, Urhimu, Leakta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavate, Vinyahuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vahino Amadunai, Lohino, Alena Masei, Adena Panane, Alena Masei, Adena Pananehu. Wehu yoshev petach ha'ohel wehu velo gale man elaka gale achmeta tekal ho targin shero al hay derga tata'a batar ve'it gizar Avraham tachatse v'yera elav Hashem Tahu draza v'kol de'ish temtema v'it chabar v'dibur v'it gilei be'yach. The translation, the verse, and he sat in the tent door, says, and he, but does not identify him. And he replies, the verse reveals the wisdom that indicates that all the grades rested upon that lower grade after Abraham was circumcised. So the phrase teaches us that, and he, referring to the nukva, sat in the tent door, as she became the gateway for all the grades. Come and see. And Hashem appeared to him. This is the secret of the voice, namely Zeranpin, that is heard and attached to the utterance, to speech, namely Malchut, and revealed through it. My commentary. This is the secret of the unity of body and soul, being one, yet not the same. When a husband and wife are joined in intimacy, they are one. When they are sitting looking into each other's eyes with the longing of love and desire, they are not one. They are the same consciousness, without being one in the physical body. Questions, comments, thoughts.
I'm giving someone else a chance. So hot. Okay, I'll wait.
Anybody else want to comment? Dinah, what do you think?
Okay. All right, well, as far as from the Torah portion, I think we always associated he, especially since it's a little lowercase h for he, that it was Abraham sitting at the tent at the door, or the door of the tent. So I would suppose, since it's basically by Isaac's comments have to be there, that it's referring to the mikvah, and we always kind of tend to think the mikvah is feminine. So we've got this idea of masculine and feminine together. And to me, it was saying that the nukva, the feminine waters, won't arise to meet its mate, you know, to mate with their own kin.
That's correct.
So since we've been referring to nukva, or thinking of it as strictly feminine, you know, in my food, we have to then begin to expand our consciousness to male and female being in unity. Connected with the milk.
Well, I'm not clear what you mean when you say you have to expand your consciousness. If the nukva does an action, the female does an action in the physical world, that's
right.
The definition of feminine water. And what happens when feminine water, when the action, what is it doing? It's attracting, it's drawing Zerunpin down to be in unity. But are they the same? Is male and the female the same when they are in unity, when they're in sexual intimacy? Are they the same?
Well, they're one, which is unity.
Yes, they are. They are one, and that is unity.
Okay.
But are they the same? What does the consciousness tell you? You don't know. You don't really know the consciousness.
Let's say you have a picture of your husband and you say, this is my husband. Well, that picture isn't your husband.
Who says?
It's only a picture. But it's an essence of that person. I don't know if I'm using the correct word. That's the main thing.
No, you're using the correct words, but I'm asking you a question. You have a picture of your husband, and you're looking at the picture. Is the picture looking back at you?
Yes.
So are you in unity with your husband at that moment?
I'm sorry. Everything has an energy, so I would assume, and a soul, even if it's an inanimate object, so I would say yes.
So you're in unity, but you and your husband are in unity when you're looking at his picture?
No, not the same as with marital
We're not saying it's the ultimate unity. We're just asking if it's a form of unity.
Well, I think it was the same as your example of husband and wife by each other, but they're not the same.
And how can you be in unity if you're not the same?
That I can't put into words. When we got married, we made the decision we would not divorce. that it would not be a choice for us, and that we would stay together. And we have.
Baruch Hashem. My question is, if you are looking at a picture of your husband, we've established that you are both in unity, and we've also established you that you're both not the same. We have a phrase for that. What is it?
A phrase for it. Okay, well, it's not coming to mind.
Unity?
Oh, within diversity. Is it unity within diversity?
Yeah, I just
correct.
Said it.
And that's what this verse is expressing. The nukva is always female because the nukva is always receiving.
That's why I had.
What sits in the opening of a vagina? The female essence, the receiver. When the male enters the vagina, when the male organ enters the vagina, is there unity? Yes. Are they the same? No.
Oh. One's receiving and one's sharing.
So when I say unity within diversity, you have created a box around that that says, oh, it's different people. It's different people, different colors, different shades, different heights, different weights. But what does unity within diversity actually mean? It's unity among everything. It's the totality of unity with the inanimate, with the plant, with the animal, with the other humans, all the way up and down the scale. This verse comes to teach us, stop limiting yourself. Stop creating boxes. You own a house. You and your husband own a house. Is that unity within diversity? Doesn't the house have a soul?
Yes.
And isn't the soul of the house the woman, the wife?
Right.
And the children and her husband, isn't that what creates the home? Is it unity within diversity?
Yes. Because everything is unified. Everything is one. And it says to see the separation.
So you come along and you make a correction. You gave somebody a glass of water that was the correction between you and that person. They needed the water. They had a desire for the water. You gave them a glass of water. That's the correction. That's the tikkun. Were the rafters of your house corrected also?
I know they listen, because when I left one of our houses that we lived in for 22 years, where we, you know, with our children growing up there, and the couple that bought our house didn't have any children. And when I left that house, I touched the wall of the door as I left, and I asked the house to receive this family, to receive this couple, and that they would have children that would enjoy the house as much as we did. And so, I mean, I was very much aware of everything in the house, the walls. You know, it's like I was one with the house, but I was leaving it a newer house, a bigger house, a nicer house in a different section of town, but it was a piece of an area that was very much a part of me, but so was the house. We had built it and enjoyed it, had children and animals, you know, a dog and community, and I even taught in the school in that area, you know. So, and I think a woman feels that because her belongings, a woman has an attachment to those belongings. Most of the time when you don't want to give something away, it's because you have that attachment to it. You know, so, and I may be now getting drawn off into another area, so, but anyway, yes, the walls know.
The other area you're going into is also part of this same discussion. Everything you own, every animal that you have, everything that is the family is part of being corrected when any one individual makes that correction. That is the full meaning of unity within diversity.
And by the way, that couple had two children. And he was a lawyer, and she was a teacher. And as we moved our furniture out, Tony went and got their furniture and moved it in. So it was a very strange thing. But anyway, wonderful memories. But I do remember touching the doorway. I do remember kissing the house and saying thank you for 22 good years.
Baruch Hashem. This is the,
you know, it's like you can feel the molecules running through the wood.
What did you say, Brandy?
They're doing firecrackers over here.
Well, here too.
It's scaring the critters.
Is that unity within diversity?
Well, I would think so.
Would or would not?
I think it would be unity within diversity.
What, the firecrackers or the dogs? The critters? I'm just joking.
Well, the critters are unity. The critters are my unity within diversity, and the firecrackers are unity within diversity. They're in the area, and they're scaring us, so making us
jump. So then the animals need the correction. They need to experience.
Evidently so. The only thing I don't need to experience is the claws that go in my leg. When they get excited.
Brandy, you have a lot of animals, correct?
I do.
And is your tikkun to take care of the animals?
Yes.
Or is your tikkun to recognize the limitation of the animals?
It could be both.
And are both unity within diversity?
Yes. Both of them are unity within diversity.
I think Brandy and I are about as different personalities as you can get. And I truly believe that that's why we have the cocoon. Now, through you, you know, we have different sun signs. I'm Aquarius, and she's what?
Scorpio.
Brandy. Okay, Scorpio. But my North sign is Scorpio. And her north sign is Aquarius. And we love each other. We don't always agree. Sometimes we get in some rough little sessions. But we always come out loving each other.
That's right. And Judy is an Aquarius.
But
and I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not sure what her north node is, but I would not be surprised if it was Scorpio.
No, hers is Aries.
Aries?
Yes. And her birthday was just 1 week. I was the 7th of Shabbat, and she was the 14th of Shabbat. So you see the difference. Just a week can make.
Right.
We're out of time to do another verse, but we have a few minutes if you want to keep this discussion going, or we can move on.
I think we can move on. Unless you see something we're missing here. I'm sure there's a lot more, but...
There's a lot there, but I think it's enough for tonight.
Okay.
We don't have enough time to go and do verse 12, so
we've been doing a lot of unity within diversity lately.
In what way do you think we're doing that?
Well, there was something else that came up the other day, and it happened to be unity within diversity. And it seems like in the different parshas or lessons that there seems to be a lot of unity within diversity. It just keeps coming up over and over and over.
Remember,
if it's not circumcision.
We live with the times.
I guess so.
And realize too, that the bigger our group grows, each lady's on a different level. The meanings of their names are different. The people that we're around, even at the synagogue or just everyday life. And I think because we have to respect their truth, that their truth is true for them just as our truth is true for us, and to be able to live like that. And that's not an easy thing, because especially as teachers, you know, we're always there to correct the little ones and show them where they were making their mistakes. And, you know, and so we're having to learn how to deal with all of that, as well as just creation, the animals that are in our yards and the plants that are in our yard, you know. They're all pictures of unity and diversity. So I think it's just expanding our consciousness, our meanings to things. Maybe on a lower level, we saw it in the classroom because we had children who were different color skins from different countries. And then we had some that were real stinkers, you know, little cut-ups that you had to learn to love them and work with them just as much as you did the cute ones and the smart ones, you know. So we've had a lot of experience with it on the physical level, not knowing what was happening in the spiritual level. And now we're seeing, you know, we're seeing more of that now today, thanks to our wonderful teachings from the Zohar.
Well, what's kind of amazing to me, you taught school, I taught school, and Judy taught Sunday school. So all three of us were teachers.
And that's why I tell y'all, all of you who are coming, that are coming together, I don't need to be the only teacher. Y'all are all capable of doing a teaching in one way or the other. But you need to look at the meaning of your name and see what is it that you're supposed to be. You know, what is it that you're linked to this group of women? I've said enough. I feel like I talk too much.
Have a beautiful evening.
Okay, thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye, shalom. Good night.
Good night.